This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union leaders reach an agreement to embargo most Russian oil imports. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
At their summit in Brussels, EU leaders reach a deal on more sanctions that include the embargo of most Russian oil. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says all oil delivered by tanker will be blocked by year's end, while pipeline deliveries to landlocked countries such as Hungary will continue. She notes the embargo will dramatically cut oil imports from Russia.
Overall, 90% of Russian oil being wind down in this time frame.
The agreement, still to be ratified by all 27 members, freezes assets and imposes travel bans on individuals, removes Russia's largest bank from a global financial transfer system, and includes $9.7 billion in direct economic assistance to Ukraine. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russian troops push deeper into a key eastern Ukrainian city, fighting street by street with Kyiv's forces in a battle that has left several Donetsk and ruins. In a bid to pressure Moscow to end the war, the European Union agreed to embargo most Russian oil imports by the end of the year. As Moscow's advance of Severodonetsk increased in intensity, Russian forces also shelled parts of Ukraine's northeast, and a struggle continued for control of southern regions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, said Russia has prevented the export of 22 million tons of Ukrainian grain. Families across the Africa continent are paying about 45% more for wheat, flour, as Russia's war in Ukraine blocks exports from the Black Sea. Some countries, like Somalia, get more than 90% of their wheat from Russia and Ukraine. That's forcing many people to substitute wheat for other grains. But the United Nations is warning that the price hike is in fact coming. This is VOA News. Greek authorities say that they're planning a major extension of a wall along the country's border with Turkey, and they're seeking European Union financial support for the additional construction. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The Migration Affairs Minister said the steel wall would be extended from 40 to 120 kilometers. Construction work is due to start later this year. Last year, 12 countries, including Greece, requested EU funding for border walls, which are currently financed by national budgets. The EU Commission does not currently pay for wall construction at its external borders, arguing it would drain funds from other migration-related activities, including financing the EU Border Protection Agency. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Shanghai authorities say they will take some major steps Wednesday toward reopening China's largest city after a two-month COVID-19 lockdown that has throttled the national economy and largely bottled up millions of people in their homes. Full bus and subway service will be restored, as will basic rail connections with the rest of China, and schools will partially reopen. Shopping malls, supermarkets, convenience stores, and drug stores will continue to reopen gradually, with no more than 75% of their total capacity, as the target date of reopening appears to be ready to accelerate what has been a gradual easing in recent days. Hurricane Agatha has made history as the strongest hurricane ever recorded to come ashore in May during the Eastern Pacific Hurricane Center. It made landfall Monday afternoon on a sparsely populated stretch of small beach towns and fishing villages in southern Mexico state. It was a strong Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour, but it quickly lost power, moving inland over the mountainous interior. Agatha was downgraded to a tropical storm late Monday and sustained winds down to 70 miles per hour. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that the storm should dissipate overnight, but warns that the system's heavy rain still pose a threat of dangerous flash floods for Mexico's southern states. The World Health Organization's top monkeypox expert said that she does not expect the hundreds of cases reported to date to turn into another pandemic, but she also acknowledged there are still many unknowns about the disease, including how exactly it's spreading and whether the suspension of smallpox immunization decades ago may be speeding its transmission. Recapping our top story, the European Union leaders have reached an agreement to embargo most Russian oil imports. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.